And your nephew was injured because somebody spiked a tree.
That's what I understood. Somebody had spiked a tree. The guy who fell the tree, fortunately, did not hit the spike because he could have severed his head, you know. And I had a friend tell me about his sophomore year at Humboldt State. And this has been years ago because he's around 47 now. But it was an environmental ethics class. And the instructor comes in and his face is marred all across this way. You know, looked like a chainsaw kind of chewed up his face. And that's what the picture I took. And he says, you can protest, but you must protest respectfully, responsibly. This is what happens when you do. And my friend says, the class, what a thing for an environmental ethics class. I mean, what a teaching tool. He could have lost his life. And my grandnephew could have lost his foot. Yesterday I saw on Facebook a friend from my church has a gash from just above the knee, almost up to his hip, where a chainsaw jumped out. There was no environmentalist there, but jumped out and took a gash. I'll bet you that gash had to be about that deep. And, you know, you're going to protest, be responsible.
Yeah. The World Renewal Ceremony that didn't conclude in 1860 was concluded only here just a few years ago.
March 2014. Some of us are saying it's a conclusion to 1860. Some of us says we can't conclude 1860 because we no longer have the people there that were there and had the knowledge of how it went. We're in the middle of evolving and learning about our ceremony. And so we got two. I'm just saying, let's just do it. Mm-hmm. let's do it. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting this for all my life. Let's do it. Let's be ready for it. And so we did. We did a 3-day. Just because we live in the 21st century, we don't have the knowledge of the people who lived in the 1800s. We don't have the regalia, you know, and we don't have all the language for it. We didn't have a lot, but we had the spirit. Mm-hmm. And Ted Hernandez and I, who he's the current tribal chair, and I took on the roles of medicine. The men asked him to be medicine for the men, and the women asked me to be medicine for the women, something I had never done before. Mm-hmm. Had no deal. Though, on my father's side, there were two women judges. They weren't medicine women, but they were two women judges. When something went wrong in the community, they went to these two individuals to get it right. And what they said was law. There was no appeals court. You know, like today, we can appeal for 20 years, it seems like. And then on my mother's side, there were women doctors. No men doctors, all women doctors. There was about 3 to 4 women doctors at one time or another in my mother's history. And I said, okay, I'll do this, but I don't know what I'm doing. And so I called in some friends. I called in a Kuruk friend, a Hoopa friend, and a Yurok friend, and I said, let's all get together. Can you help me? And they were magnificent. I was overwhelmed with their generosity of heart, generosity of spirit. And they all telling me things, and it all made sense. And so I said, okay, I will try my best. And it went well. There were little bumps in the road, just like anything that we do and set up to do it's on this scale. There were some bumps in the road, but we hoped that everyone in the community didn't see those bumps, because they were just minor ones. They weren't like this, but they were just little minor ones. And we seemed to have got through it. And we had to fast for 10 days. Mm. And the dancers were continuing to fast. And finally they said, someone said, no, I don't think we need to fast anymore. These guys are working hard. They're going to fall down on the job out in front of everybody if we keep them. So they started taking in nourishment. And so we did the same. The young ladies, I didn't, because I was head person, and so we didn't do that. So at the end of 3 days, we ended it down here on our dance grounds here on this reservation, and we probably had around 300 plus people show up, because on the island, it's, you got to get there, and the city of Eureka, they were so very helpful. Some citizens of Eureka who've been working with us for years to clean up the our part of the island was fabulous. And they motored people over in the motorboats, and the big fireboat come in with a load of people. The Mattaket came in with a load of people, and we couldn't have asked more from the community than that. And then we went down to the Peatmont at the second massacre site. And there again was maybe 100 people, because it was very hard to get there, because you got to go over dunes and things. And you could drive up so far. And it was great. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful. And then here, everybody, it's on flat ground. You're all welcome to come. And that's when everybody, because we kept saying, the best time is the last day to come. And I just said, excuse me, I would swear we had over 300 plus people.